Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Derek White, who I don't have a lot of criticism for. I thought he was excellent last night. Probably the best Celtic on the floor, I would say. Him and Jaylen Brown, although Brown did have those free throws at the end, which, I mean, listen, you know, 6 out of 10 from the free throw line isn't a big deal unless you lose by 1 point. And that's what they did, and that's the difference right there. So, obviously, Jason Tatum had a bad night shooting. Al Horford and Jrue Holiday offensively didn't really contribute all that much, although Holiday had a bunch of assists. I think, in general, that was the type of game where you maybe expected the bench to step up a little bit more. You didn't get much out of them. Hauser and Pritchard were it. I was expecting Cater to play a little more in the second half after that block he had in the first. He seemed like a good energy guy. He seemed like someone who could maybe battle against the Hawks in their length, which I was impressed by the way. The Hawks are a plucky little team there, and without Trae Young, I think they're much better. Frenchie, I thought, had a decent game. Jalen Johnson and Dyson Daniels, who I have to admit, I at times couldn't tell who was who just from when it was all the way bad. They're like the same height, same complexion, same haircut. I'm like, who has the ball right now? And Daniels, who came over in the DeJounte Murray trade, looks like a real player for them. I mean, he looks like someone who can be a difference maker for them on a nightly basis. The six steals were wild. I mean, that was not what I was expecting to see. I wasn't expecting to see the Celtics turn it over so much, and I really am not happy with what I'm seeing on the glass. And that's the main takeaway I have here, is that's not just something that's isolated to this game. That's something that's been going on with this team basically all season. They've been getting beat on the glass by inferior teams. They're getting outworked on the glass. And that's the type of thing, I'm sorry, I'm going to put on the players partially, but also on Joe Mazzulla. You're going to be this hard ass who gets everybody all, you know, riled up and licking blood off the floor and everything. Well, okay, get them in there and get them rebounding, because they're not doing it right now.
We had a texter, and I can't actually find it now, but somebody wondering, actually, the 508, why isn't Tillman playing? Isn't he a
good call. He didn't play at all last night, yeah.
And Kata is a guy that we've seen kind of his hype has built a little bit. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure last night was one of his better games necessarily. Do you think that could be a possibility?
I suppose. I think so. I mean,
like, with Horford out, he might get some minutes tonight just because.
Yeah, and Tillman's not great or anything, but he is a big body, and
neither
he can
Kata
push guys around. And yeah, I'm a little surprised he didn't play at all, and Kata got like 20 minutes. So maybe they're just working that out, you know, seeing what they have and giving guys different amounts of time. Tillman was more of a contributor, it seems like, in the playoffs last year.
Right.
Than he has been so far to start this year. So maybe he's fallen out of favor. Maybe he's not, jump shot's not falling. I couldn't tell you. But I do think that this rebounding thing is a problem right now and something that they need to work on. There's not a lot for this team to work on. That's something to work on.
Well, and I also think there is a little bit of a mentality that teams are going to play physical defense on you and they're going to out-rebound on you. That's where you get back to what was you're soft. Like, teams feel like you're skilled. I think every team that comes in knows they're probably more skilled than us. But is there a way we can kind of punch them in the mouth, figuratively, to take them a little bit out of their game? Because you still kind of outskilled them, right? You outshot them by tiny percentage
points. You shot 40% from three. It wasn't a bad game, yeah.
Yeah. Usually, in past years, if you looked at Celtics losses, the first thing you looked at was the three-point shooting percentage.
Right.
And it would be down in, like, the 20s. And you're like, oh, that's what happened. Then the next thing you go to is turnovers. Now, they did have 20 turnovers in this game, which I forget the number a couple years ago was, like, 16. If you turn it over 16 times as the Celtics, you lose.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of it there. But I think some of it is, right now, they're a little bit mentally and physically soft. And I think that's what Derek White was talking about there. Like, we're a little bit soft right now. We're not the bully on the court, and they have the ability, talent-wise, to be the bully.
Yeah.
To blow people off the court, out the building. Right now, they're not doing that, and I think they're getting their own way. And this is one of those cliche things we talked about when we were being snobby, spoiled Boston sport. What can derail the Celtics? Well, it's only themselves. It's their own motivations or desire.
They beat the Hawks by 30 points 2 weeks ago.
Right.
They walked into this thinking we're going to beat them by 30 points again. They did that in Atlanta. Trae Young was playing, so maybe that was the big difference. But, like, you know that they took this team lightly.
Absolutely.
You could see it from the beginning.
Wait, they weren't fired up for the cup?
No. No, they were not. Because it's the cup. Didn't matter to them. 617-779-7937. David's in the car with a thought on the Celtics. Go ahead, David. You lead us off.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thank you, as always. So I agree with Andy. I think the cup is stupid. I think it's a really stupid thing to do. It makes no sense in the middle of the season. If you want to have a cup, you do it after, you know, off season. You know, you do a whole separate thing. Get teams involved, whatever that be. But anyway, my point on the Celtics, you know, I think we need to be concerned. I think in the beginning, after last year, I think we're too quick to say, when this year started, let's give them the trophy now, so to speak. And I think this team is, you know, they're going to struggle because they are soft. And I think for the simple reason that they won last year without Marcus Smart, I think the mentality on the players and the fans is that, you know, you didn't need him. He was the reason they didn't win before. And I don't think that was the case. And you're missing that on a team still. You don't have a guy like Marcus Smart on a team who's going to be vocal, who's going to bark, and who's going to make noise.
David,
he's going to be a leader.
They don't have Marcus Smart on the team. Thank God. All right? Thank God they don't have Marcus Smart on the team anymore. You know what they used to do when Marcus – you know what other teams used to do when Marcus Smart was on the team? They'd double-team everyone except Marcus Smart, and he'd be wide open for a three. They'd have to kick it out to him, and he'd miss it every time, which now Jason Tatum's.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Also doing, but that was the Marcus Smart special for years, and his leadership, I'm sorry, do you think that he was a great, like, did he ever seem like he was such a positive influence on Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, not the other way around there? Did it ever seem like that relationship was so great that if they had traded him away, it would just completely ruin those guys? They traded him away to get Porzingis, by the way, and that has been one of the best things that's happened to the team. I mean,
yeah.
I think moving on from him, replacing him with someone who can actually shoot and bring something more to the table than winning plays or whatever it was with Marcus Smart, I thought that was really what allowed this team to become great. I think that, you know, they were getting held back by Marcus Smart. Now, a player like him, a tough-nosed kind of guy, like, fine. Drew Holiday's that already. Drew Holiday is a tough-nosed guy. He's won before. He can shoot at the end of games. He's a much better version of Marcus Smart. And that's on the court, I'd say off the court too. He's not the type of leader who needs to make everything about himself. He's perfectly fine stepping back and being a role player. Marcus Smart never was.
See, but I think what David was going for there is, who's the dog? Who's the a-hole? Who's the guy that's going to KG it or whatever, whoever you think the leader on various teams are, to call people out? Something we talked about with Drake May, the evolution of a leader is being able to call people out. I think that's Jaylen Brown. I think Jaylen Brown is the closest thing you have to a guy that'll kind of bark at a teammate or say something that a teammate doesn't necessarily want to hear. I don't know if Drew Holiday has that. I don't know that I've really seen that from Drew Holiday.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe not in terms of getting in people's faces or whatever, but in terms of hard-nosed play and the actual play on the court, he's a better version of Marcus Smart.
Oh, he's way better than Marcus Smart. But I'm talking about, I go back to Ime. Ime did it from a coaching perspective. Mm-hmm. He called the team out. You got punked on your own floor. Do they have a coach or a player right now that would say that?
I think that that's something Mazzulla would say, or he'd say like it in his own kind of way. Like, he may not say you got punked, but he'd give some weird, you know, Bible quote or Sun Tzu or something, and like, you know, let you know that he's not happy about
but
it.
Does
and
that I think work that, all the time?
Well, it worked last year. You know, that's sort of the point. Like, having a guy like Marcus Smart is fine, but then when you win without him, it doesn't really seem like you needed that. And I don't think Jaylen Brown filled that void. I don't think anybody filled that void. I think he just left and the team functioned a little better. And yeah, sure, having KG or someone to hold everyone accountable and get in their face, that's a nice thing in theory, but it's not, it wasn't helping them at all. It wasn't helping them achieve what they needed to achieve when Marcus Smart was here.
No.
That, I guess.
But the issue is, this is a different season with a different team, with a different
Different. It's basically the same team.
No. But you're the leader now. Right. You're not chasing. You have nothing to prove. How do I know that? Your star player said, what they going to say now? So he thinks they're on top of the world. He thinks they took away anything people can criticize and say about them. Mm-hmm. And I wonder, if a coach says you got punked on your home court, everybody knows what he's talking about.
Yep.
If a coach says Sun Tzu once said that the sun only rises on a dog's butt three times a year, mm-hmm. players are like, what did coach just say? Is he saying we're a dog's ass? Is he saying we're the sun? You know what I mean?
Did he just compare us all to orca whales?
Right. I feel like sometimes you need the very simple stop being a jackass.
Yeah.
You know, or you're playing like crap, or you guys aren't as good as you think you are. That's what I would say. Mm-hmm. I would say quite simple. You guys aren't as good as you think you are right now. You're not playing up to what you can be. You can be a great team. Right now, you're playing down to the opposition way too often instead of up to your unique abilities as a group. And I don't know if Mazzulla has said that, and I don't know if other players are willing to say that, other than maybe Brown. And a little caveat there is he's been out for basically half the season, almost half the season so far. That's a little bit of a thing there. And we'll always get back to this. Your best player, Jason Tatum. His leadership skills are interesting.
Yeah.
Are not necessarily...
He's soft-spoken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying... And I want to be careful here, because people already think I rip Jason Tatum too much.
I mean, you do.
Yeah, I do. There was a guy last night, he tweeted at me in the fourth quarter, God, I hope the Celtics pull this out so I don't have to hear Hart rip on Tatum again tomorrow on the show. I was like, yeah. Hey, thanks.
And then they lost, and Hart had this big Grinch smile, even though it was Brown who missed the shot at the end of the game, by the way.
I actually replied to the guy and goes... I said it's hard to rip JT JT's missing now, two free throws at the end of the game to lose the game.
And what would have been the game winner, too, yes.
I like that shot.
And Tatum's three that was in and out. I mean, it was literally in the hoop and bounced out. But
doesn't count.
Doesn't count. And
somebody like you who lives by the scoreboard between winners and losers, that was a loser shot.
It was. It was a loser shot. He missed. And so was Jaylen Brown's at the end of the game.
A few times.
A couple of times there. Loser free throws and then that mid-range jumper, which I like the look, too. It was a good play call. And he got the ball on the spot. I wanted to see another replay of that play right before then, because they didn't really show it. They're like, oh, yeah, Brown deflected it, and it's Celtics ball. And I was like, can we see it? Like, what happened there? And they're
like, I didn't really buy it.
Nah.
I'm the biggest JB guy and Celtics guy watching, but I watched that, and you're right. We never really got a close-up. Mm-mm. They kind of came together, pointed this way, and I was like,
and that was that.
I'll take it.
Okay, great.
I'll take it. I'm not sure it. Even physically, I was like, how did he knock the ball away? But somehow, I mean, I know you get those.
No idea. There wasn't a major protest by Snyder or anybody on the Hawks, so I guess maybe we
I mean, he kind of marched up and down a little, but like almost didn't know what to say or how to. I think you wanted to be careful. You obviously don't want to get a technical in that situation.
No, definitely not.
It can change the whole game.
It was that was a weird one, though. Anyway, it didn't matter. 617-779-7937. Jen McCaffrey has an update on the Red Sox or a take on the Red Sox that is more in line with mine than with yours. I'm not sure why you're applauding there, but we'll get to your latest Red Sox news right after this.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.